Good Monday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing. Breaking: legendary Georgetown basketball coach John Thompson has died, according to WTEM. Thompson's Georgetown Hoyas won the 1984 national championship, making him the first black coach to ever win an NCAA title. Welcome to Labor Day week. New on Tuesday morning at 9 a.m., we will host a special Playbook Live interview with Alex Lazary, the SVP of the Milwaukee Bucks, and Bucks assistant coach Vin Baker, an NBA veteran himself and native of the great state of Connecticut. The most recent protests across professional sports began when the Bucks refused to take the court to face the Orlando Magic in the wake of the shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The Bucks started a movement that led to players forcing a pause across the league in the middle of the playoffs. We'll talk to the pair about political activity in professional sports, what it feels like inside the locker rooms and the executive suites. 65 days until Election Day, 65 days ago, Playbook led with Mike Pence's much maligned coronavirus briefing at HHS, and Manu Raju's story on CNN about Louis Gohmert saying he would wear a face mask only if he got COVID. Spoiler alert, he ended up getting it. This week's big book release is Donald Trump versus the United States: Inside the Struggle to Stop a President by Mike Schmidt of the New York Times. Schmidt has two Pulitzers and is among the best reporters of our generation, so this is guaranteed to be a must read. We have two sneak peeks in Playbook today. President Trump called Shinzo Abe last night. That's according to The Pool. President Trump said that Abe is the best prime minister in Japan's history. The first commercial flight between Tel Aviv and Abu Dhabi is in the air with Jared Kushner on board. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports that the governor of Wisconsin is begging President Trump to stay away from Kenosha this week. Trump is going on Tuesday. Anita Dunn tells the AP that the Biden campaign has always anticipated, quote, a close race and a tough race. She noted that it's a polarized nation and we expect this kind of tightening. On tap for President Trump's Monday, he will have lunch with Vice President Mike Pence and meet with the Attorney General and Acting DHS Secretary. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.